Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 286 of Heroes Unlimited. We're still in the major super abilities section. Yesterday we talked about a pretty obscure one, Negative Matter, a twisted bullshit physics creation of Kevin Sambita's Fevered Mind. Certainly an interesting idea, I have to give it that, but a little bit difficult to convey to you, the podcast listener. Like, I don't imagine there's anyone who just listens to the podcast and has never looked at Heroes Unlimited, but I have to podcast assuming that that person exists, and it's hard in the space of one of these short episodes to sort of explain what is meant by negative matter, and then have time to, you know, pick it apart, make fun of it, cast a lot of personal aspersions at people I've never met, etc., etc. All the things I have to do in the course of regular MDC business. Today is a much easier day for me, because today we're talking about shrink. When you shrink, you get small. It's a classic superpower. Those of us who read comic books have all encountered shrinking many times. You know what else we've encountered before is the art on this page. The tiny little commando that we saw at the beginning of the super ability section, here he is again. Not only is this a day when I really get to phone it in, but it's a day when, you know, the creators of Heroes Unlimited really got to phone it in. We got some recycled art, and we've got a superpower that it's perfectly obvious how it should work to everyone, because height and weight, unlike negative matter, are real things that exist in the physical world. Unfortunately, like all facets of the physical world, height and weight also refuse to be translated into the incoherent nightmare of the Palladium system. Therefore, there's bound to be a disconnect, as we'll see today. We're going to be talking about shrink for 2 days. It goes on for 2 pages, and it mainly covers 2 different kinds of shrinking. The one we're talking about today is classic Hank Pym Ant-Man style shrinking, where when you get tiny, you also get very light, and you're not as strong. So, pro, you can ride around on ants, and you can hide in people's pockets. Con, you're not going to be winning any superheroic fistfights at a fraction of an inch tall. Your strength, your mass are all greatly diminished. In fact, if you run into a cat, you're really fucked. And even if you run into an ant, who for whatever reason does not relish being ridden into battle, you could be in trouble. Now, the first weird thing about this version of shrink that reduces your mass is that it operates with a system of benchmarks from your regular size all the way down to the minimum size you can shrink to, which, depending on a random roll, obviously, can range from 6 inches to a minute speck, the size of one of the periods printed at the end of a sentence in Heroes Unlimited, we are informed. So anywhere from doll size to punctuation sized might be your minimum height. Between your regular height and that minimum height, you can achieve any height in between, with corresponding bonuses and penalties, which naturally make no sense because the Palladium system just isn't robust enough to deal with the consequences of changing weight and height. Let's take these things one at a time. Okay, number one, reduced mass. Remember, this is the version of shrinking where when you get small, you also get light. Quote, reduced mass means that the super being's mass slash weight is reduced proportional to the size. Reduce the weight by 25% for each 12 inches reduced. At 6 inches, the weight is 4 ounces. At 1 inch tall, the weight is 1/2 ounce. At 1/8 of an inch, the weight is a mere fraction of an ounce. And smaller is virtually weightless. So for various characters, all of these heights are going to be the final stop on their respective shrink trains. But naturally, losing weight at every inch you lose, there might be times when you don't want to get that small. You know, it's useful to be maybe a little shorter to help you hide. Maybe you want to pose as a child. Maybe you got a backpack you need to carry and you want to be as small as possible while still backpack capable. I don't know what your life is. But there could certainly be cases where you need an intermediate height. And there's one simple blanket rule applied to all of those intermediate heights. Every foot you lose 1/4 of your weight. Naturally, this raises the question of what to do with, for example, a 2-foot superhero. Let's say that a shrinking hero is a normal human being, which is to say a 6-foot tall man, per Heroes Unlimited conventions. That's a loss of 4 feet, which is a loss of 100% of weight, which, if my math is correct, means that you cease to exist. Well, to God there is no zero, you still exist, but nobody else gives a damn. God still loves you, but you are retired from play. Now, obviously, this can't be right, because when you go all the way down to a height of 6 inches, you still weigh 4 ounces. So we can deduce, under the hilarious assumption that logic applies to any of this, that a 2-foot tall shrinking superhero has a weight of 4 ounces or over, but let's say less than a pound, right? If you lose 100% of your, 170-pound weight, that's got to be under a pound. You basically weigh an amount equal to rounding error. So already, just by turning the height slider to 2 feet tall, we got a freaky fucking body. 2 feet tall, perhaps 6 ounces in weight. For comparison, a 4-month-old baby might be about 2 feet long and would already weigh almost 15 pounds. So you are extremely light. You are like baby bird weight. You perhaps could glide on a breeze, which is good news because I have no idea how fast you can walk or run at this size. This is a major gap in the rules for this shrink ability. Quote, speed is converted from feet/yards/meters traveled per minute to inches per minute. So once again, Kevin Sambita is showing his mastery of geometry, of physics, and of units of measure. Whether your speed is measured in feet or yards or meters, let's just cross that out, write inches, and call it good. As though he himself had not written the rules about how fast you can run. As though he himself does not goddamn well know that speed is measured in yards, and that, therefore, when he says that, quote, 6 inches tall, speed times 20 equals how many inches per minute can be run, he is condemning the shrunken superhero to an interminable, torturous, molassic progression through this horrible world of giants. Once again, assuming that this is an average human being, aka 6 foot tall male, you go down to 6 inches, you're shrinking to 1/12 your height, but you're going down to 1/36 of your speed at 200 inches per minute. We're talking like 1/3 of your scale miles per hour, so to speak, which already aren't great because human beings are slow as hell. As you know, if you've ever tried to chase like a cat or a dog who doesn't want to be caught, humans already run like big lumbering toddlers compared to animals. You reduce that to 1/3 of the scale speed, you're going like 0.18 miles per hour. Compared to, for example, a cat who, for example, might want to eat you, that cat's moving like 28 miles per hour. What is that, like 150 times faster than you? You're getting nowhere at 6 inches tall. The question is, what speed are you everywhere between 6 feet and 6 inches? And this page has no answers for you. So at 2 feet tall, you weigh 4 ounces, you're the height of a wedding cake and the weight of a cream puff, and your speed, I guess, is either your normal speed, despite your greatly diminished stride, or maybe 0.18 miles per hour. Not just slow, but like 20 minutes to run across a football field slow. It's really hard to know where to put you in that spectrum because, first of all, there's no rules guidance, but secondly, normal speed is normal speed, and 6 inches tall is so, so slow. It's really not clear at all where to place the character at any intermediate height. Anyway, I don't know what to do about speed. What I do know with great mechanical clarity is how much SDC you lose and how many hit points you lose. You lose half your SDC when you shrink down, regardless of what height you go to. So, you know, whether you got a short boyfriend, so you decide to go down to 5 feet tall just for purely cosmetic reasons, or you shrink all the way down to the size of a period at the end of a sentence, the bodily beefiness you gained from your boxing training is reduced to exactly half. Your hit points, on the other hand, which I remind you reflect the meat and bone of your body, your internal organs, the stuff of your being, that stays the same. I want to point out just in passing that this is a classic Palladium trick where you take a question with no right answer and somehow manage to get it wrong. It's a superpower. It's shrinking. It defies all laws of physics. It has no real world counterpart. Shrinking a body down to the size of a period at the end of a horribly written sentence, it can't happen. It's already an impossibility. So if you want to tell me that, well, despite everything, when you get to that size, your boxing training is still paying dividends, and somebody repeatedly punching you in the head, even at that size, would go 10 rounds to a decision, rather than crushing you like a mini marshmallow, then sure, that's your prerogative. It's a superpower. You know, knock yourself out. By halving the SDC and keeping the hit points, though, what you're saying is that your core physical toughness, the physical strength of those guts, those bones, it's just the same. Despite the fact that you have all the size and structural reinforcement of a pomegranate seed, you're still just as tough as ever. But your like additional toughness from physical exercise is not gone, but halved. If you want to tell me that, that's fine. Or you could say, hey, you got one hit point and no SDC, be happy. You're more resistant to gunplay than most pomegranate seeds. So suck it up. Then sure, you can have it either way, but you can't have it both ways. But here we are. Anyway, as you can see, you shrink down to about 2 feet. Your physical body is looking all fucked up. 2 feet tall, weigh about 6 ounces, either bounding along in your tiny legs like a full-grown man or creeping along at a painful 8 feet per minute. And that brings us to some miscellaneous bonuses and disadvantages. Your plus 6 to dodge makes sense. You're little, you're a harder target. Your minus 10 to parry large objects and opponents makes sense. It's hard to fence against a full-size rapier when you're 6 inches tall, let alone the size of a period at the end of a sentence. And you get a minus 5 to strike large opponents. Now, this may seem strange, because in terms of comparative size, your opponents are much larger when you're small, and larger things are easier to hit. So you would think you would get a bonus to hit, right? Like, if I've got a little tiny bow and arrow, or a little tiny spear to throw, like, remember when they did that with the Atom for a while? He was like a tiny-sized fantasy hero? What a weird idea. Anyway, say you've got a tiny little spear. It's not doing shit to anybody worth spearing, but at least your accuracy is good, because it's like you're trying to throw a spear at the Sears Tower. You're not going to bring it down. You're not going to drag the Sears Tower home to feed your family back in the cave, but you're going to hit it. But no, you get a penalty to hit. And do you know why this is, I believe? It's because of the dumbest thing on this page. We've talked about how the Palladium rules don't quite handle physics. Like, part of the reason your weight is so weird and your speed is so weird is because the sliders don't really exist to put you at the place you should be, quote-unquote, realistically. Similarly, the way that SDC and hit points work are just fucked up from the start. Like, I like concrete combat mechanics as much as the next person, but hit points really need to be abstract if they're going to grow level by level. Instead, this game made them meet and tried to explain that they grow because you are physically maturing. So, like, by the time you physically mature to 90 years old, you're like an old oak tree, and young men with axes have to team up to cut you down, like fucking Pappy from Popeye. So, obviously, these fucked up rules are not going to be any less fucked up as applied to a 2-foot-tall adult human being, who is admittedly kind of a corner case. But where the Palladium rules really fall down is in attributes. You'll remember that while attributes give you bonuses when they are high, they do not give you penalties when they are low. You got all these attributes with ratings from 3 to God knows where, usually up to maybe 30, 40, but a lot of that range is useless. Anything from 0 to 15 makes no difference. The problem with that is that Palladium can't accurately represent the drawbacks of having, for example, a low strength. So even though your strength does drop when you shrink down to 2 feet tall, depending on how you read these rules, either you've still got your full strength or it may be down as low as, say, 5. And then it goes down lower and lower and it's reduced to, it says here, quote, a mere 3 points if you go down smaller than 1/8 of an inch. Nonetheless, your damage remains exactly the same, which means that at 2 feet tall, weighing it at a mighty 6 ounces, hell, let me go all the way down to the size of the punctuation at the end of a sentence, and a weight so negligible that even God is like, I guess there is a zero. Even at that size, I'm still dealing full damage with my punches and kicks. I'm not getting any damage bonus I might have gotten before from high strength, but I'm still doing the conventional damage like of an average person throwing a right hook. You know, 6 feet tall, size of a period, same damage. And so we've got this tacked on penalty to strike to discourage you from trying to go have fist fights with regular sized people when you're the size of punctuation, because if they don't give you a penalty to strike, you're going to win those fist fights. At 3 strength, no weight, and a height of invisible to the naked eye, you're going to be throwing hands at people's toes and bringing them down. Not by design, not because that's your superpower, but because the Palladium rules, despite their attempts to be comprehensive, somehow missed a trick in distinguishing between the combat capabilities of an average adult man and a fruit fly. But if you like the idea of tiny little superheroes taking people down with fisticuffs, the best is yet to come. Join me next time as we discuss the other kind of shrinking, my favorite kind, and obviously the author's favorite kind, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Megadumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, 2 words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.